News.
Jimmy Coplick, Live Nation concert god, coming up at 8:20. We'll talk to him about Phase 3 concerts. Let's talk to our governor about Phase 3 and COVID. Good morning, Governor.
Hey, Chaz, good morning to you.
So we had a little bit of an uptick here. Are you concerned with that, or it's expected?
Both. They're not mutually exclusive. We knew something was going to be happening in the flu season. Frankly, that's why the colleges got going in anticipation of sending kids home for Thanksgiving and not coming back. But that said, when I see the flare-up in New York, I see the flare-up in Boston, you say, man, I've seen this movie before.
Right. So with schools back in, colleges coming back, families doing more things together, some sports getting back, Phase 3, an increase from like 1% to around 2%, not that alarming, right?
No, but, you know, these little flare-ups can be wildfires. So we are bringing in the fire brigade into Danbury and Norwich and New London and making sure it doesn't get into community spread. That's what we're really working on.
You know, New London seems to me like that's Rhode Island's fault.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Their jurisdiction.
I feel like it's those people coming over the line there.
Maybe a fence.
Remember, she had the state police stopping people at the border. You were suggesting we do the opposite?
Yes. Exactly right.
Yes.
Why not?
Or you know what, Governor? We're big enough where I feel like we could take them.
Right.
You know?
Yeah.
Yeah, we should just take them over.
It'd right. be a great That's thing. What I think.
We'll colonize them.
We just, you know, make the state of Connecticut a little bit longer.
Exactly. We colonize them. Yes.
Halloween is on the minds of lots of parents now and the kids. Will there be a statewide policy on trick-or-treating?
We're going to put out guidance. Trick-or-treating will happen, assuming we don't have a horrible spike between now and then. Probably not good to go up to every door and put your hand out. Probably some way that we can keep a little distance and still allow kids and parents to enjoy Halloween.
Make it a game. Toss to the kids. Like
right.
cornhole. Open your bag. Just go,
yeah,
ding, or, toss
or
it.
Slingshot. All
exactly
right, so
accuracy.
No candy being handed out at the governor's mansion this Halloween.
We haven't made up our mind on that. I mean, God, I want to do it. They've been doing it for years. Kids really look forward to it. I do.
Right.
But then you also have hundreds of kids who come, so we got to think about this.
I would think the governor's mansion would hand out the best candy. What would you be handing out there?
I think UConn gives us their Hershey bars. They're chocolate bars, so everything is branded.
Right.
All right. Will we be pulling back on anything now that we're around 2%? Phase 3, any of that getting pulled back?
No, not at 2%. You know, as you get up towards 5% or more than 10 per 100,000, which is the other metric they use because that looks at community spread a little more. As you know, we're giving mayors discretion not to go to Phase 3, to pull back to Phase 2. And if the numbers get higher than that, we'll see if we have to do anything on a statewide basis. I hope to God that doesn't happen.
I'm going to a wedding on Friday, and I know folks are having Halloween parties. What are the rules on that?
The rules on Halloween parties?
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, Chaz, all the track and trace we're doing and what they're doing nationwide is finding that people are getting infected in this second wave, not necessarily at the church service, not necessarily at the restaurant, not at the workplace or the school. But it's these informal parties, you're with a friend or you're with a friend of a friend, you assume they're as careful as you are, and off go the masks, you have a couple pops, and that's where the flare-ups are happening.
Gotcha.
So watch yourself at your Thanksgiving party.
Yeah, we'll keep grandma far away.
Right, and no bomb for apples, yes.
All right, so a friend's having like around 18, 20, 13-year-olds over with some parents. Now, if this becomes a super spreader, how bad, you know, what happens there? Do they get fined or they get hauled off to COVID prison?
They're worse Rhode Island, yes.
But what we do is, look, let's face it, those are the type of events where, you know, the spreading happens. We've allowed groups of up to 25. So I got to say, in that particular circumstance, it is allowed. But as long as people are still maintaining the protocols, when you have that many people in one small room, you got to be really careful and wear the mask, even though you think you don't need to. Look, in terms of fines, we put that out there. It's really for people who purposely disregard our rules. If it's inadvertent, they usually get a warning. That's up to the local health departments. But a lot of people who do this defiantly, and those guys are going to pay a price.
Governor Lamont is on the show, and I got a text from someone who works here. Why can I sit at a bar, order food, but not just have a beer by itself?
Well, it's better to sit and have that meal sitting down in a chair rather than at the bar, but we can't be too fine-tuning this stuff. Let's face it, bars are meant to not socially distance. That's the whole purpose of a bar. So we can fine-tune this as much as you want to, but we're trying to just say we're keeping the bars, at least all the places where you hang out, you're standing up, you're drinking, you're with your buddies, keeping that closed a little longer, and that's been the warning from every red state governor I've talked to.
The travel ban, speaking of that, there's so many states on the naughty list right now. Are we going to, I heard you were thinking about readjusting those requirements.
Well, yeah, we started out, there were like a half dozen states on there. Now it's 36, and, you know, New York, New Jersey, and Connecticut could end up there if this thing keeps going. So it may just be easier to say test before you get on the plane, or you're going to get tested when you arrive here, and or you're going to have to quarantine. And rather than picking and choosing states, some of which come on the list and off the list, it may be easier to do it on just a broad base. That's what we're thinking about.
Governor, we had a question just come in from a listener who has two kids at two different schools, and it's been a nightmare. Is there any chance that we'd have a statewide policy for all the schools?
I don't think so. I'll tell you why. Education has been so local going back 100-plus years. So we've left a lot of that discretion up to the superintendents. They're the ones that have to enforce it. They're the ones that have to get their teachers as well as the kids back into the classroom. But, you know me, I have said, as long as you have a low infection rate, give your kids a chance to get back into the classroom. I can't promise you this is going to stay low for the next 3 months. If you can get 2 or 3 months of in-person education, do it. It's better for the parents. It's a hell of a lot better for the kids.
AJ has a COVID question, and we'll move on to a couple things, and I'll let you go.
When it comes to car shows, can we still have car shows again? And if so, how many people would be acceptable to have at a car show?
Let's see. I think that's a good question. Obviously, if it's indoors or outdoors, it's supposed to make a difference.
Outdoors.
We've lifted the cap. Outdoors, I think it's pretty much unlimited at this point.
Really? That'll work.
All right.
Indoors is 50% and capped at 200, if I'm not mistaken.
So you can have, not that you'd want to have an outdoor concert now, but you can have an outdoor concert with 4,000 or 5,000 people. If they're separated by 6 feet?
No, I think there's still, the area where you're having it has a capacity limit. So there are some limits there. So
gotcha.
Please don't send out the message, Woodstock 3 is happening in 2 weeks.
Although we've seen you dance at the Woodstock in Connecticut.
We did,
that was a treat. A video that keeps giving.
Smooth moves.
Yeah.
Nedstock.
Yep.
Nedstock.
There are very few things that are unanimous in the state capitol. One is never be seen dancing in public again.
is that an order from the wife?
It's starting with Annie, yeah. So
we're going to have Jimmy Koplik on now. So the concert thing would be what you just said, right? So indoors, it's got to be, half capacity and 6 feet separation.
That's exactly right.
Okay. Hemp, did you sign something this week regarding hemp in Connecticut?
We did. We've sped up the regulatory process. We followed what the feds have done. Commercial hemp, CBD, is a big crop. It helps a lot of our farms. Dairy's getting tougher, some of the other farms. This is a new crop that generates good revenue, and a lot of people love CBD. My wife does, so it's happening in Connecticut.
AJ does, too. He wants to buy bigger bottles.
Exactly right.
The folks that are listening who own businesses who are just hanging on by a thread, who need this all to come back, what would you say to them?
I'd say, look, 99% of our economy is open, but that's no good for you if you're a bar or a nightclub. Or more importantly, you just don't have the consumers coming in. You're not working at full throttle. That's why, A, the healthcare protocols are good because it slowly gives people confidence. And we're going to be rolling out yet again our shared work program where, look, don't lay off, Bob or Marge. If you only need them for halftime, we'll pay employment insurance for the other half of the time so they can, keep working and you don't have to feel like that the choice is lay them off or keep them on.
What will you be working on when the legislature gets back in? What's on the top of priority?
My top priority right now is going to be in terms of getting everybody back to work and back to school. And more broadly, what does Connecticut look like in what I hope will be a post-COVID world? And how do we take advantage of that? As you guys know, we've had tens of thousands of people move to Connecticut in the last 4 months. We've got a number of businesses that are looking at Connecticut. And how do we maximize our advantage to keep this state growing with opportunity?
That sounds like tax cuts, Governor. Bring more people in.
Well, I'm trying to hold the line on taxes.
Hello?
Yeah, this real estate market is hot. We were talking to Jonathan Carbuti, and he said this is hotter than it was in 2006 and 7.
I think that's true. And look, it's more than Fairfield County. It's the valley. It's along the shore. Some of our cities coming back, which is really good news. And they're not all old people. I mean, these are young families who are coming up here. They're able to telecommute, bringing our schools and bringing our towns back to life. And I think that's great.
All right, we're going to have Jimmy Complick from Live Nation on in a couple minutes here. I know that you said you wanted Leonard Skinner, so I don't know if you're aware of this, but he booked Leonard Skinner for you.
No, I didn't. When is that?
I will ask him the date. I don't even know if I'm going to let him say it because he told me off the air, but he did say that he booked Leonard Skinner for the governor because it was your request. So we wanted to ask you now, is there another request? Is there another band you'd like to see?
Oh, wow. Well, Keith Richards lives in Connecticut. While I'm on a roll, let's give it a shot.
All right. Yeah, let's go big.
Okay,
right?
Go for it.
Okay,
yeah.
So we're going to mention that to Jimmy.
Are solo or with Stones, yeah.
Keith Richards or Stones.
Right.
All right, very good. All right, Governor, great to have you. Thanks for coming on. We appreciate it.
Yeah, it's AJ. Good to talk to you. Thanks, guys.
Thank Governor you. Lamont. All right, he sounded very excited
he
to
did.
Hear that Leonard
Skinner.
No!